developed into blessing. Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long to belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Psalms chapter 37. Tucked up in the Hebrew hymn book is this tremendous passage. I would encourage you to study the entirety of the chapter sometime. It will deal with a lot of those emotional upheavals that come into your life. Listen carefully to what Psalms 37, 23 through 25 says. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old, and have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David here is describing those times when we need God's leadership and we need God's guidance in our situation. Sometimes we feel like chucking in the towel, as they say, giving up, tapping out, quitting, leaving, not running away from home. I don't know. We feel all those things because we wonder if there's a real destination or direction that's in our lives. And we get frustrated because we want things to happen immediately. So say God births some idea of blessing into your head, and he makes it pretty clear to you that he's got this blessing that he wants for you to have, and you can kind of see it off in the distance down the road. But the temptation is you want to skip all the steps between where you're at right now and where that blessing is. You want to find a shortcut to the blessing. You find a way to circumvent any lapse time between now and when that blessing happens. The reality is, when God is birthing some kind of blessed event in your future or in your life, he's not only moving to prepare the blessing out ahead of you, he's preparing you for the blessing that you're in, that so that when you get to the blessing, you're ready for the blessing. So he orders your steps, and sometimes he takes you down some ways that are hard. Sometimes he takes you down some character building trails that are frustrating to you, but you need to trust God. He knows how to get you there. An example a preacher gave today, one of the Christian podcasts I was listening to, is he said, imagine if I want my son to drive to the store to get some milk, and I hand him the car keys, and he drives down there. So if he's got a driver's license, and he's a good driver, that's a blessing that he's able to do that. But if I hand the keys to a two-year-old and expect him to do the same thing, even if it's the same son but a different time, he's not ready for the blessing of driving down to that store to buy that milk and bring it back home. He's 2 years old. He's not at the right place in his life to receive the blessing. Now, down the road, he can have the car. Down the road, he can have the keys. Down the road, he can have that blessing in his life, but he's not ready for it yet. He's got to develop into it. He's got to develop into the blessing. And so the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If God is taking you down a circuitous route to this blessing that you feel God has birthed into your life and God wants you to have, trust him with the process and be patient. It's hard to be patient, I understand, but I know that good things are worth waiting for, good things are worth working for, and because good things are worth waiting for and working for, you need to put in whatever time God is calling you to put in each step of the way so that when you get to the blessing, you're ready to receive it. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for these wonderful truths from Psalms 37. God, what a powerful passage it is. It's got so much to help us to deal with the exigencies of our life, those situations that sometimes get us distraught and downhearted. God, help us to be encouraged. Help us not to fret because of evildoers. Help us, God, to learn to grow and go forward and to grow into the blessings you have for us. Be with us tonight. Let us rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Have a great night. Bye.